I'd like to give my spleen a break for a week and talk about some of the dynamics that are polarizing America that neither side can solve because the problem is structural. Law has contributed with crucial changes regarding political parties, the media, the draft, and residential segregation, which Brown did not prevent. I'd love to hear good suggestions for countering the polarizing effects of those legal changes. Primaries originally broke up state monopoly parties. We've long known that primary elections push candidates apart to appeal to their party's most committed voters. After 1968, the primary system became the exclusive method for nominating presidents, pushing the parties further apart. In broadcasting, three networks controlled radio and television until Congress changed copyright rules, allowing cable television expansion to over 100 channels and niche broadcasting to separate audiences. The courts and Federal Communications Commission also killed the Fairness Doctrine, which required broadcasters to present a balanced presentation of controversial issues of public importance. Then Congress made it almost impossible to hold any internet company responsible for even the most outrageous falsehoods published on their systems. Those media law changes made it unnecessary to pay attention to opposing views. Plus, instead of limiting damages for defamation, as Justice Marshall suggested, the court gave media much more complete protection. At the Federal Housing Administration, officials long refused to insure mortgages to African Americans, regardless of income. That prevented African Americans from joining the march to the suburbs, drove disinvestment in their existing neighborhoods, and pushed us apart. The end of the draft has been huge. The military had drafted people without regard to wealth, class, or geography. President Teddy Roosevelt said, quote, "The military tent where all sleep side by side will rank next to the public school among the great agents of democratization," close quote. And indeed, the soldiers came home with lifelong buddies from all over America. Arguments about the Vietnam War ended the draft and led to the so-called volunteer army, which doesn't reach the same cross-section of America. That changed our attitudes toward each other and how polarized we've become. There were good reasons for the changes to the nominating system, the media, and the draft, but the combined price has been to polarize us. Polarization matters. It blocks our ability to listen to each other, even to care about each other. And if we can't care, the very notion of public welfare, what's good for all of us, seems like self-pleading. The market can't pick up the slack. It fails in many ways. Worse, for market ideologues, democracy, the major counterforce to the market, seems illegitimate. In other words, the stakes are huge, the legacy of our revolution, our Constitution, and our collective welfare. Somehow, we have to break down polarization and restore what used to bring us together or find substitutes for public schools, military service, media that reached across aisles, and integrated housing and communities. I doubt the cat can be put back in the bag, especially in this polarized environment. But I'd love to hear good suggestions.